Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you, as I've mentioned before, by Healing Every Day, my recent book, a 90-day devotional through the Bible to help you heal from the past or maybe some wounds that you have today. I know for me, sometimes life will dredge up those things you thought were healed, and that's where I am right now. So I would just covet your prayers for me as I walk through further avenues of healing from the past. And it's a lifelong journey. I'm looking way back to my childhood, and there's new layers there, and I kind of wish that wasn't true, to be honest. It's tiring and exhausting, but I'm also grateful that with each new layer of healing that comes, I'm happier and I have more joy. And that's my prayer for you today. Today we're looking at Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of the enemy, of an enemy. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I don't necessarily love these verses, but they are so, so true, and I'm grateful for that. I am not one who loves open rebuke, nor do I like to offer it. It's painful and scary, and my heart starts racing, and I just don't like it. But some of my greatest avenues of growth have come when someone loved me enough to share the truth with me. And some of my greatest relationships on this earth have come in the circle of being able to confront someone with love and kindness in order to see them restored. And so, Lord, this does remind me of the Matthew 18 passages of, if you have something against someone, or if someone has sinned, you can go to them personally. And you don't widen the circle until you've gone to them personally. So, Lord, show us today if there is someone that we need to lovingly confront. But I also pray you would give us tender and open hearts to be willing and able at any moment to hear a rebuke. That is actually love. And it's not easy for us in our minds and our hearts to translate that into love. We translate it into stress. We translate it into unlove. But if someone is telling us the truth about our behavior or an action that we've done, or maybe a thought process that we've continued that has been harmful for us or for others, you know what? I want to know what that is. I want to be set free from the sin that so easily entangles me. Lord, help us to be the kinds of friends that bring faithful wounds, and help us to be the kinds of friends who receive those faithful wounds. We don't want to only surround ourselves with people who flatter us. And the last part of this verse sounds like that. Deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. That's someone who only flatters. That's someone who only kisses. That's someone who only points out things in order to get something from us. We don't want to be surrounded by folks like that. So Lord, give us the discernment that we need in our relationships today. I know recently, Lord, I started writing down my relationships, not to categorize them or place them above one each other, but just to kind of take inventory of where were the friends who were willing to do stuff like this, and who were the long-standing friends, and what were the new friends I wanted to continue to pursue. And this kind of verse, this verse in Proverbs 27, which is so full of wisdom, was helpful to me. And so, Lord, help us to sift through, not in a Marie Kondo way, does this friend spark joy, but in a way that has discernment, to know those folks who actually really are for us. And Lord, help us to be friends like that as well. I thank you for everything that you've done, and I thank you for all the relationships you've placed in our lives. We know that you are the God of relationship, and that you order those, and you set people in the body of Christ just as you will. And so I love you for that, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you know what you could do is you can download the app. It's super cool and it's free, and you get a free written devotion every single day. And so it's a way for you to It's a way for you to not miss an episode. So you can go to Google Play or iTunes, and it's under Pray Every Day with Mary DeMuth. And I think it's a W/Mary DeMuth if you're trying to find it. So yeah. And then if you could pass it on to a friend, that would be awesome. Have an amazing day, my dear friend. Thank you for listening. I'm so humbled and thankful for you.